Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's happening? You know, this your boy Big Stacks coming back. Man, we doing some different shit tonight, man. We gonna do some sports talk all the way through. We calling it Sports Talk with Stacks. You know what I'm saying? I got my homeboy New York on deck. You know what I'm saying? Introduce yourself to the people, G.
Yeah, man. King in the North, New York. College Senior High Society, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Celtic Nation. Boston.
Word, talk that shit.
You know how the legacy go, you know. I told y'all niggas, man. I told y'all niggas. Yo, Ryan, what up, baby?
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? This past weekend, man, we went through an awful lot, you know what I'm saying, with sports. And shit, we just gonna touch upon, you know what I'm saying, give our opinion on some things. And we're gonna run with it. You know, first off, we're gonna start out, you know, my New York is out there in New York. D. Rose, man, the boy done went down again. This is what, his fourth knee surgery, fourth time being out for the year. I mean, shit, is he gonna go to Brandon Roy, you know, the route and have to leave? Or you think he still got something in him?
You know, this is a funny one for me because it was a bittersweet, man. I don't want nobody, you know, I don't really want nobody injured like that, you know what I'm saying? This is people's livelihoods and shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the nigga Ill Will, who had, you know, one of the bars. Everybody remember, you know, with the whole I hope your knees stay fucked up when you did the rebuttal and shit. We was all laughing. It was all good, man. But this is kind of crazy a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time homeboy gets fouled, you kind of hold your breath. Every time he jumps in the air, you kind of hold your breath. And I think after the first time he got injured, we all just kind of felt like he'd never be the same, and it was kind of over for him. And even though we kind of be rooting for him, yeah, I think it's over for the boy, man. I can't see him coming back from this. He's such damaged goods, just value-wise. Like, you know, Nick's got a good deal with him. He was actually playing good all year. He wasn't playing Derrick Rose great, but he was playing good all year, man. So it was kind of sad, you know, to see this shit happen. And it was almost surreal, even though, you know, I think all of us in the back of our mind felt like sooner or later it was going to happen, man, especially on the fucking godforsaken Knicks. So, shit.
You know what? My take on it, I mean, you know, I joke about it an awful lot, you know, and this shit is damn near the truth, though. Man, as soon as Derrick Rose condemned gangbanging, like, he just fell apart, like, real talk. I mean, you know, he was the shit, had the MVP season, and then those pitchers came out, you know, with him at Memphis, throwing up the pitchforks or whatnot. And, like, literally, you know, right after he condemned it, that nigga fell apart at the seams, see, and it's been downhill ever since. I mean, he went from MVP to not even mentioned at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
And then the craziest part, you know, is the beginning of the season, it was like, okay, he gets a fresh start. He got traded to New York. You know, the rape case went out. You know what I'm saying? They kicked that shit out the door. So it was like, okay, it might be turning around for the dude. But then it's like, yo, his knee looked at him like, fam, not today. We ain't, you know what I'm saying? They just, man, they just, it's not holding up for the boy. I don't know, man. It's, like I said, it looks like it's going to Brandon Roy, you know, the route. And it's bad. It's crazy. But it is what it is.
Yeah,
you know
and
what I'm
and
saying?
I think
I
that conversation right there, my fault, I think that conversation right there is something that people got to revisit too, because there were a lot of, you know, players that would just had the potential out the room, and then, you know, that knee injury fucked it up. And back in the day, you know, we wrote them off. The rules were different. Like, it was sad, but, you know, we kind of took the name off the charts for all the greatness. We appreciated you, but you weren't in the talks for nothing anymore. You know, like you said, Brendan Roy, you know, even Grant Hill and his greatness, time kind of went on.
Man.
People kind of wanted to change those rules because of those kind of players. You know, the Knicks are used to it with Allen Houston. You know what I'm saying? Like, this has happened before on their watch. But, yeah, man, I think we have to revisit some of the rules, man, because a lot of greatness gets overshadowed because of the injuries, man. Like, of course, you can't see his potential, what he could have been, because could have, would have, should have, you know what I'm saying? But, man, for what he did accomplish in that little bit of time, man, before the injuries was, you know, it was breathtaking, man. He had niggas on the string. He was very exciting. The revival of the Chicago Bulls, you know that, like, he did a lot of shit on his little bit of watch, man. So salute to that, man, for real.
You know what? Okay, let me sidetrack it right quick, right? And this is something that, you know, I ain't even shit. I just thought of it, you know what I'm saying? So don't kick my ass for it. But, okay, T-Mac just got elected into the Hall of Fame, right? And his career, you know, it was cut short by injuries and whatnot. Man, do you think Derrick Rose did enough to even sniff the Hall of Fame, G? Like, on some real shit.
In my opinion, hell no. You know what I'm saying? That MVP that he won, you know, salute to him for winning that. Deserved, I don't know. You can make a case. You can definitely make a case. But he still, even in that year, he still didn't accomplish anything in the playoffs. You know, like, he didn't really break too many crazy records. Like, he was just kind of just fast. And, you know, he did a lot of pump fakes in the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't really accomplish. He wasn't a great shooter at the time. He wasn't a defensive, you know, terror. He wasn't really any of that. He was just really fast. And he was still kind of learning a point guard role. So, you know, like I said,
I mean, but he did dunk his hand on Steve Nash, though, G.
Yo, I think we definitely have to revisit some of this shit, man. But yeah, man, Hall of Fame not to me at all. Like, I don't even
word.
Nah, man. You know,
fam, I'm just throwing it out there, G. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, I hear you, man. I hear you,
man. We gonna, you know what I'm saying? We gonna switch it up a little bit. Man, we're going to talk about the actual games themselves. You know what I'm saying? This is a hot little playoff race. Matter of fact, on both sides, you got Denver and the Trailblazers in the West. And then in the East, you got, you know what I'm saying, of course, my team, Miami. You got Indiana and Chicago. Shit, you know, they battling right now for the playoffs. I think Chicago won last night, and both Indiana and Miami lost. Man, Indiana lost a cold-ass double overtime game against Cleveland. It was great game. For once, you know what I'm saying, the referees wasn't bailing Cleveland out and shit like that, so they just letting them play. And, man, like, literally in the end of regulation and the end of the first overtime, Paul George had exceptional defensive plays, you know, to knock the ball loose from LeBron James and shit like that. And he did everything he could. He put up, what, I think 42, 43? He was balling.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
Man, the shit was heavy. You know what I'm saying? But, man, shit was going down. You know,
I like
and,
that little matchup. That's a little rivalry on the low. Indiana still, they still don't like LeBron. They still have a little a bad taste
I'm
in their mouth.
So disappointed with them niggas, though, man. You know, when we had our show, you know, previously.
That's a fact.
Man, you know, we had them. Well, I had them at least. Man, at the top of the division, you know what I'm saying? Or, excuse me, the top of the conference. And for them to be fighting for the eighth seed, like, this shit is, come on, man. Like,
yeah, man. And that was the team. That was the team I did not want to see in the playoffs. I'm going to keep it 100 with my Celtics, man. And it's looking like we might lock in. And for so many reasons, I think this is going to be a great series. The history, and, you know, Larry Bird, of course, you know, the media going to do their job to run the storyline and stuff like that. But just as far as hard nose, go to work, you know, show up to work hard, go home, wake up next day, do it again. Both our towns are like that, you know, in Boston and Indiana. And the playoffs, man, them cities are bred for the playoffs, man. I think if we do end up locking in with Indiana, I know everybody's going to write off Indiana because everybody all of a sudden believes in us and stuff like that. But to me, I think they caused us the biggest problem out of everybody else that we could see in the East. I know John Wall is scary right now, but honestly, to me, I think they give us the most problems in the in Indiana. I won't hold you. I am disappointed with them, though. But Paul George, man, there is no cover for him. We don't have any answer for Paul George, man. I don't think anybody does, honestly. I think he's proven that. Yeah, he's a terror, man. And it just really comes down to, does everybody else show up? And do they show up how many games? Because the playoffs is not just one game. Everybody knows you have to win four. Where it's not 1993 when they had the best of three series and shit like that. Best of five series, right, all that kind of shit. His best of seven every series, man. So, yeah, I'm disappointed in Indiana. I am disappointed, but they showed that against Cleveland, like, yo, we here. We got a little team. You know what I'm saying? We got something here still. So, I don't know. I salute to them.
You know what? My biggest pet peeve with Indiana is Monte Ellis. It's been that way before the season started. It's been that way since they acquired him. Like, I can't stand Monte Ellis. Like, dude is such a liability in my head. You know what I'm saying? I think they'd be so much better off without dude. I mean,
yeah,
shit, who knows?
He's not a winner. He wasn't a winner on Dallas. He wasn't a winner on Dallas. He wasn't a winner on, where else was he? Wasn't he?
Shit, here, the Bucks, Golden State.
Yeah, the Bucks, Golden State. He's been around, man, and he's just a scorer who gets his, but the way he gets his a lot of times it disrupts, and then of course he don't play any defense. He's just a liability, man. He's in the wrong era. He was one of those people, you know, in the Vince Carter and T-Mac era. He would have had a lot of posters and people would have raved about him a lot, but. You know, the game's changing a lot, man, and you got to be a winner as well as a scorer. He just doesn't make a lot of smart plays, man. Personality-wise, it's just different. Yeah, I agree with you. I think they'd be better off with a scorer who knows what he's doing and can contribute in other ways than just 21 points, you know, on 16 shots, one assist, and one rebound. Like, that ain't going to do it, man.
Man, I'm going to just say it. Dude is ass. Fuck him.
Man,
I know they just re-signed Lance Stephenson, you know what I'm saying, a few days ago. Shit, we'll see how that falls in line, but I don't think he's eligible for playoffs.
What do you think about
that?
What do you think about that?
You said what now?
What do you think about that, the Lance Stephenson shit?
I'm indifferent about it. You know, I think... When they let him go originally, they were trying to get rid of him. So I'm like, why would you revisit a problem, basically? You know, he was a bum ass nigga before, in my opinion. Like the whole blowing in LeBron's ear and all that goofy shit, and like he was just he played the game like a faggot back in the day. And damn, I shouldn't say that word, but fuck him. Like. With no disrespect to the gay community, dude is just on some bugged out shit. Like,
yeah, man, I definitely didn't like him. I definitely didn't like him. I don't think he helps anybody. he definitely got off a lot on that Danny Granger and early Paul George little wave. A lot of them look good, man. Roy Hibbert, he's probably the best example. You know, Roy Hibbert looked like a god for a little while. I know playoffs came, the game slowed down, and this motherfucker's missing layups, point blank range.
He had that one good block on Carmelo, and I think that was his highlight, the highlight of his career type shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, man. A walking dumpster. Yeah, man. I don't know what the fuck went on with him, but yeah, man.
You know what?
He's another guy that just got off on that wave to me.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, and they actually replaced Stephenson with Monte Ellis, man. Shit, I damn near hope they replace Monte with Stephenson. Now, we'll just see how that goes, you know what I'm saying, revisit it and see what it do. But fuck all that, man. They battling against my team. You know, on the last show that I had, I said that I had wanted Miami to just nosedive. I wanted them to miss the playoffs so they can go get somebody decent in the draft. And I was like, well, fuck it. Since they winning, I'm all in. You feel what I'm saying? So, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Like,
I felt the same way with my Celtics a few years ago. How do you feel about this? Well, hold on, real quick though. How do you feel about this Dwayne Wade shit, man? Because you know, not for nothing, Miami's looking good, man. Miami with D Wade over there. This Miami team with D Wade over there, I think they make a lot of noise in the playoffs, man. And you know, you look at Chicago.
Let me address this right. And this was, you know, matter of fact, I had talked to you last week. I told you I was out of town. Me and my partner was having a convo, and we was talking about superstars in the NBA. And his comment was, D. Wade is no longer a superstar. And I basically rebutted with, D. Wade is a superstar, because if you look at the Miami Heat, most of those kids are the kids that he helped bring up. He helped, you know what I'm saying, give the nuances to the game to. Like, Whiteside was a fucking head case when he got there, and he showed him how to play the game. You feel what I'm saying? He showed him how to play within itself. Who else? You know what I'm saying? Winslow was just coming into his own, you know what I'm saying, before he got hurt for the season. Man, you got Tyler Johnson down there, Josh Richardson. Like, they came up under D-Wade, and he was showing them niggas how to, you know what I'm saying, how to play the game. And so D-Wade physically ain't in Miami, but his presence is still being felt in that locker room. You feel what I'm saying? Like, the kids know how to play, and that's why they're winning right now. They're playing with defense first, you know what I mean? And they're playing unselfishly. The only thing that they're missing right now, Deion Waiters did get hurt. He's been hurt for the last, 10 or 11 games. And in those 10 or 11 games, they've been like 5-6. But, I mean, before that, they went on a 13-game winning streak. Like, they was balling. They was, you know what I'm saying, killing people. So, I mean, I don't miss Dwayne Wade. With no disrespect, it was time for the change. You know what I'm saying? D-Wade wants to go home. You have to respect that. I dig that. Even though people are like, well, Miami should have gave him his payday or whatnot, Pat Riley only looks out for the franchise, G. You know what I'm saying? You know, people in Miami and Miami fans, they say, in Riley we trust. Hey, we trusted him to say, D-Wade is done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And look where they're at.
Yeah, and that's sad. That's sad. But, yeah, you look at Kobe. I think people forget, if you look at Kobe, who didn't take the pay cut at the end of his career and said, nah, I'm taking everything I could get. And, you know, you look at that Laker team now and how they're struggling. You know, cap space-wise, they're looking good now. Kobe left. But that year, the difference, just, you know, I mean, they still suck, you know, but they're getting it together. And
they
had flashes of greatness. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Dwayne Wade, I think in his now, and if he plays next year and the year before, is better than Kobe was at when Kobe was. And I think Kobe's fall from grace was way worse than Dwayne Wade's. Like, Dwayne Wade could still get, he'll still give you a quiet 20. He'll still give you a stats, man. He can still give you a stats. It looks like it hurts a little bit. You know, Kobe looked like he just couldn't do it, man. He looked like he just could not do it anymore.
Kobe's body was failing him fast.
Yeah, man. Yeah. All those trips to China playing during the off season, all that other shit, man. Kobe should have fucking sat down, man. Chasing Jordan, sat his ass down. Jordan did movies too, bro. Jordan was playing golf and gambling, man. Fucking hoes. Kobe fucked up. That nigga never got the rest of the shit right. He got the on-court shit. He forgot the off-life, off-court life. That was the other half of Jordan that the nigga was missing.
Then again, shit, Kobe was fucking hoes too, but they call rape.
Yeah, all right.
Yo.
Hey. Yeah, that swag is different, man. That swag is different.
So he had to step off. He had
different.
To watch that one, G. Yo.
Real quick update before we move on to the next joint. North Carolina, 54. Gonzaga got 52. 6 minutes left. It looks like a foul on the play, too. So I think it's an N1. So they're going in the line. But, yeah, it's a two-point game, about 6 minutes left. Anybody listening on that?
Real nigga update.
Yeah.
Real nigga update. Yeah, man. Like I said, shit, I hope Miami, you know what I'm saying, to finish up where we was going, I hope Miami finishes with the 7th seed. I want them to play Cleveland in the first round. I hope the Celtics finish with the top seed. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, we will. We got that, man. We got that.
Oh, and
we got the easiest
Bucks
schedule, man.
Too. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh yeah, I was checking the standings and shit yesterday. I did not realize y'all had a winning record like that. I knew y'all was making a little bit of noise,
mm-hmm.
but. I wasn't expecting that, man. Yeah, shout out to y'all. I'm completely out the loop with the Bucks, man.
Yeah, they've been quietly, you know what I'm saying, stringing together some wins ever since Jabari Parker had went down or whatnot. They had their little, wait, hold on, what should we do? But, you know, I think Middleton,
mm-hmm.
once he finally got his game legs underneath him and they started balling, man, Giannis and them started going crazy. So they've been doing
That's
their thing,
man.
Low.
Who's their coach? They still got Kidd?
Man, that weak ass Jason Kidd.
Oh, they
still
got him.
Yeah, they still got his
okay.
fuck ass.
He doing something.
Yeah. I give him that. Man.
He doing something.
We're going to switch conferences, Z. You know what I'm saying? The Blazers and the Nuggets, they battling out West. Man, Golden State, man, they done won 12 in a row, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? They hot. You know, when Kevin Durant initially went down, you know, they was floundering, they was bumping their head or whatnot. And they was in a shooter slump. But, man, as soon as Klay Thompson was like, well, fuck that, let's get going, man, they started firing off on all cylinders. See, now the world is back on their nuts and it's looking good. What you think, G?
Yeah, I want
to make
wait.
That run and go to the playoff.
Yeah, I definitely think they going all the way. I think they're gonna lose in the end, and I think it's gonna be to my Celtics, man. And my Celtics had their number last year. They had their number this year. We shaking some shit up, man. I know people are gonna be like, oh, the Celtics, but no, I think we going all the way, man. I really do think we going all the way. But I want to save my comments for after the season because I do like, with all respect to Steve Kerr, I don't know, man. I don't think it's his magic anymore. I don't. I think honestly, at this point, that team. You can plug in pretty much whoever you want, and they'll figure out how to make it work. I think they're probably the modern-day version of the Cowboys, man, and how the Cowboys had that just right close-knit, you know, going out, all of that. But, you know, like the chemistry is just so crazy on this team. I think it doesn't matter. Like, Kevin Durant goes down. First you get Kevin Durant, right? You get rid of Bogey, you get rid of a lot Barbosa, you get rid of a lot of defense and just things that made you guys work in the first place. So everybody doubted, have your losing. Mm-hmm. Then they start winning, right? Then Durant goes down. They plug in Matt Barnes, which is a Durant-like player, but not nearly as great. And they're great again. And I don't think, and I, like I said, I want to save it for after the playoffs, but I'm going to get it out the way now, matter of fact. I think with Mark Jackson as head coach, Golden State has three chips, man. Not just the one, not the loss and all of this. They record, they might not have won 73 games, but I think Golden State has three rings back-to-back with Mark Jackson as the head coach, man. And I think they're just great enough, period, that Steve Kerr can rarely get it wrong, or even when he does, I don't think it matters too much. I think that machine has been well oiled before he came, man. I don't know.
Right.
They are rolling, though. They are rolling.
Man,
I just don't see that as the coach.
I'm interested to see, you know, because Durant is supposed to come back, what, I think next week or the week after. I'm interested to see if they can keep up the pace when he's, you know, back. And, I mean, I know they did it, you know, they integrated them in the beginning of the year, but that was, you know, with the training camp and preseason games and the whole nine. But can they do it on the fly, just go around and jump right into the playoffs? I mean, in my opinion, I think Durant is a great enough player. He is, you know, one of the top three players when healthy. So I think his greatness alone is enough to be like, yo, we'll make it happen. Man, I'm not gonna lie to you. At the beginning of the year, I picked them to not win the, you know, not win the championship or whatnot. Man, I think they about to go crazy, dog. Like, I just think they got a chip on their shoulder. I think they tired of niggas telling them, you know, they can't do it. I think they tired of that 3-1 joke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, I think they about to go crazy in the playoffs, dog. Like, straight wild. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, man, I can't even believe that. I should have still just lost 3-1. Like, I can't even believe. No, I mean, still, man.
It was circumstances surrounding that, too, though, G. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, LeBron bitching.
When, you know, when Green got
LeBron
suspended.
LeBron cried.
You know? Yeah, then, you know, Bogut got hurt, so on and so forth. Like, it was circumstances surrounding it. And I ain't going to take nothing away. Cleveland beat them. You know what I'm saying? When the time came down to it, they beat them. So
yeah, yeah. Kyrie went crazy, man. Kyrie went crazy.
Yeah.
Salute to Kyrie.
I think
he got
he switched
ring.
It up, too. In that series, he was able to switch it up. In the first half of the series, I think he was just happy to be in the finals and to be on some highlights. In the second half, I think it was like, hold up. Now we got a chance. Let me go get this shit. Like, and I think he refocused and rededicated some of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But I think under Mark Jackson, they win that. They don't lose that. They don't squander that lead. I think a lot of that bullshit doesn't happen. I don't think they get the 73 wins either. I think he shuts them down early in a lot of those games. I don't think Steph has a lot of those highlights. I don't think he has a lot of those walk-off grand slams. I don't think a lot of those happen anymore. Like I said, I think the system's already well-oiled, but some of those coaching decisions I think would be a lot more precise. Steve Kerr was a great player. I think he's a very intelligent man, but Mark Jackson is one of the greatest point guards in the history of the NBA, man. And the reason that people started taking Steph and Klay serious, man, like, because he was the one that saw it. You know, nobody else saw it. I don't care what nobody said. Nobody else saw it. He saw it. He saw it. He kept saying it. And they showed up, man. They showed up.
Let me get that out the way. I've been a Klay supporter from jump. You know what I'm saying? I always liked his talent, you know. And to me, I say up until last year, he was the best player on that team, you know.
Yeah, man. Klay was, he's a bad boy, man. He had his struggles early in the year and shit, but, yeah, man, he's a bad boy. He's a stone-cold killer. And he put up, like, 35 and a quarter. That's some 2K shit. Like, nah, man. That's crazy. Like, nah. I never heard of that. He shot, not dunk.
Gotta leave that moon rock alone, G.
Styles. That nigga's wildin'.
Klay gotta leave the moon rock alone till after the season.
This nigga, boy.
Yeah,
came out looking trash, airballing, missing wild layups. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Niggas thought he lost his fucking mojo and shit, man. He didn't look good first quarter. Not first half, first quarter of the season, he didn't look good.
Word. Man, let me ask you this. Who's your MVP right now, G? And before you say why, just let me just give me, you know, give me your answer. Give me who's your MVP right now.
I got co-MVPs, first ever. That got first ever Russell and James Harden.
Co-MVPs.
Yeah.
Okay, now before I ask why, let me ask you this. Can we agree that Russell Westbrook has put on one of the greatest in-season performances that we've ever seen?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this question. Who, you know what I'm saying, in your whole recollection of all the basketball that you've ever watched, who has been on par with what he's done this year? Like, what seasons and what player stands out to you the most?
If I had to see, the only honest comparison I can make to anything close, and I don't care about the Oscar Robertson stuff, all of that shit. To me, the only,
I'm talking about
like,
just
as far
knowledge
as
the basketball.
Yeah, yeah. Just as far as the team, what he means to the team, the record, all of this shit. The only comparison that I could, and it may be biased, is Allen Iverson's 2001 76ers, but Iverson didn't do nearly as, because that team, again, that's Larry Brown's team, that was crafted around Iverson. So there were people there to rebound, people there to outlet, people there to set screens. Everybody had a role, you know. Westbrook is literally doing everything. So it's, yeah, there's nothing like this ever before. I don't care about the Oscar Robertson shit. Team had great people on it as well. Like, nah, son, listen, no.
Yeah, I ain't even
like
talking about
shit.
Big O or nothing like that. You know, like I said, yeah. Where I was going is, like, you know, basically what we can remember for the game, you know, and what I've, like, physically saw with my own eyes. And the only person that I can say that's been as dominant and as held it down, like Westbrook, you know, shout out to Big Wings, because he said it, you know what I'm saying, earlier on a phone conversation, he said Scottie Pippen, the year Michael Jordan left.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He statistically led the Bulls in 7 different categories. I give him that Scottie Pippen year, and then I go Shaq, the first year that Phil Jackson came on the Lakers.
That was another one.
Some of the most dominant performances outside of what Westbrook is doing this year. Now, I'm going to go beyond that. I'm going to ask, why do you feel that it's co-MVPs this year? And, you know what I'm saying? I want you to.
Yeah, I just stick with my logic, man. And the year Steph was having that great, incredible year, Westbrook to me was right behind him, or Harden was right behind him, but Harden was doing more for his team to me than what Steph was doing. And I know it was based around Steph, but I just felt it was something similar like this. So in that case, I wanted co-MVPs. I felt like Harden and Steph should have won it. And then the year after that, I felt like Westbrook was going crazy, and Steph, you know, he deserved it. So I felt like it should have been Steph and Westbrook, co-MVPs. And then this year again, man, it's another, you know, Harden to me is doing the same thing he did when he could have made a case, but better, you know, and he changed positions, which is a Larry Brown, Allen Iverson move where he's disrupting everything. Yo, I feel like the same. To me, all three of them should have been MVP. In these last 3 years, they all should have got one each. You know, I hated when they gave Steve Nash back-to-back MVPs. You know, that to me, I was pissed. Like, I saw what he was doing. That was nice. It was, you know, incredible, if you want to say, for a point guard to do a point guard's job, you know, the way he did it, I guess. But he's a point guard. That's what he's supposed to do. He's done that his whole career.
Yeah,
man, exactly. So it's, and the other one, you know, Kobe, that was the year Kobe fucking, what he had, 9 in a row, the fucking 40-point games, 40 or more, 9 in a straight. Like, nah, come on, man. Like, it's like Steve Nash, he could have got a co-MVP with one of them. But, yeah, exactly. Like, that, I feel like they should have did that before as well. So, it's, to me, I just feel like, yo, you robbed them a couple years. Westbrook absolutely should get it this year, but I feel like Harden again, man, is just like, yo, are you the runner-up both years? Yeah, you can make that debate, but what Harden's doing to his team and what Westbrook's doing, I mean, they're very similar, except Harden's winning. You know what I'm saying? Westbrook, he's not really – I mean, he's doing incredible
shit.
But – but he's not winning.
But he is winning, OG. Because I mean, okay, let's look at it, right? The so-called experts, you know, want to throw LeBron James' name in there every single year, right?
Oh my God!
He's two games off of LeBron James. So if you're gonna throw LeBron in there, then why can't you throw Westbrook in there? You feel what I'm saying? Like, he's winning. I think they're two victories short of where Cleveland is right now. And this is with a whole lot less. You know?
Yeah,
he just lost Durant. He just lost Ibaka. Hey, this is a brand new team around him, you know, down there. And shit, man, he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah, for the record, those people that throw LeBron into every year, shoot yourself. Just shoot yourself, man. He's great, but he's not the most valuable just because he's great on these teams, man. And he's in the East, man. He was scared to go to the West. That's a whole nother story. But the same logic, niggas say Randy Moss didn't like going through the middle. LeBron doesn't like doing a lot of shit, and y'all let him get away with it, man. So, no, we not going to do that. But, yeah, all right, continue. My fault, bro. I hate that shit. I hate that argument. That shit is fucking crazy, man. It's fucking crazy.
No,
so then Kobe should have been in for every year, too, then. Because, you know, Kobe was the best player, hands down, for, like, 11 years before that. It's like, come on, man.
I ain't
going
to say all that, but you know.
Yeah, and you know, there was people better than him. There was always somebody better than him. He wasn't the best, but, I mean, under that same, like, LeBron wasn't the best. He's, like, yo, he stole, oh, man, we're not going to do this LeBron versus D-Wade shit, because I know I'm going to make a lot of LeBron people cry. But, yeah, come on.
It would get lopsided of this shit, because we both on the same side of the argument. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Update.
No, you know
15
what?
15 seconds
my
left.
Thing is
North Carolina. North Carolina. North Carolina. Yep, here we go. That's a game. Five-point game, 9 seconds left, another steal, a foul. North Carolina won, basically.
Shout out. Real nigga shout out. You know what I'm saying? Real nigga. You know what I'm saying? With the hookup.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying, G, man, I look at Westbrook as having one of the most dominant performances that I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, I've been reading a lot on Twitter where folks say he's been padding stats and shit like that. Fam. And then the same night that I read this shit, he goes crazy in Orlando. You know what I'm saying? And, man, like, brought them back from a 21-point deficit. Scored, 57 points? You know what I'm saying? Rebounding all over, dropping assists off. And he just balled. He brought the niggas back, like, so tough that the Orlando crowd was chanting MVP. And he was like,
yeah,
what the
man.
Fuck? Like, yo,
yeah,
I'm just watching the dude work. And, like, literally, I've literally seen every game he's played for the past 2-3 weeks. Don't get me wrong. He looked bad in that Harden game, but he still outballed him. You know what I'm saying? It's just, man.
Yeah.
And I see the work Harden is doing, G. I'm not discrediting Harden at all. But what I'm saying is Harden has more to work with, dog. He, like, his team went and got players this offseason, and they built, you know what I'm saying? He lost Dwight Howard, but that was a bad fit. My nigga, Westbrook lost Kevin Durant. That nigga's arguably top three on the planet. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Dwight Howard's a bitch.
Basically. So, that right there, I mean, fam, that, I mean, my case is made for Westbrook, G. The boy is going crazy.
Yeah, he should get it, man.
You know
he
what I'm saying?
He is the best right now, man. He is the best. That's not even a debate. Like I say, I just want to keep that same logic that I had the last 2 years, man, where I feel like all three of them were the best the last 3 years, you know, and it was so close, so close a margin. I wouldn't be mad at it. Yeah, it's official. North Carolina just won 71-65.
Word. Shout out to North Carolina. Man, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to segue. You know what I'm saying? The national championships, you know what I'm saying? The last few days, the men's and the women's was decided. I want to take a left. You know what I'm saying? As we all know, you know, I'm a big UConn fan. And, like, they're my all-time favorite team, no bullshit. I've been rocking with them since 94 when they were still the lovable losers and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But they had a 111-game winning streak, and it got snapped this past weekend by Mississippi State. Let me ask you this question. Do you think – put yourself in those shoes, right? Do you think that you would want to be known more for stopping UConn's 111-game winning streak, or do you think that South Carolina is going to be known more for winning the national title this year in women's basketball? Like, who do you think is going to have more more infamy, I'll say?
Yeah, see, I think a lot of I think it's a little bit of Buster Douglas syndrome, man, that some of that shit is more the greatness of UConn is going to overshadow, you know, its loss or its who beat them. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's just going to kind of get swept under the rug eventually. Like, we're going to know, you know, it's going to go down in history and all of that shit. And, but yeah, man, I think what is South Carolina known for, man? Like, we just Myrtle Beach, man. Like, what else? Like, what else? What else does South Carolina have that's known? Like, just how you look at South Carolina sport-wise, just period, it's just not respected. You know what I'm saying? So I think anytime you win something, I mean, shit, UConn had to lose or somebody had to win, but it's not the same, man. When you win a title, I'll change it to that. When you win a title, it's going to open up a lot of people's eyes. I mean, some people could think fluke, but then you have more room to prove them wrong. You know what I'm saying? The next game, people are pretty much going to decide, oh, yeah, this UConn battle was trash. This UConn team that beat them was trash. I mean, like, nah, this shouldn't have happened. Oh, damn, the streak was crazy. It's one game, you know, it's bound to happen, whatever. Let's go and get another one or something like that. But all the eyes are going to be on South Carolina, man. I think that goes down more as a statement.
Okay, let me ask you from this perspective, right? A few years ago, and this is coming, I'm going to tell you where I got the idea, you know, to even ask this question. The guy was speaking on the Dan Le Batard show this morning, right? And so, in his defense, he posed the question. He was like, when UConn had the 90-game winning streak, who knocked him off? And so, the one guy was like, well, shit, Stanford, you know? He was like, okay, cool. Well, who won the title that year? And he was at a loss for words. He was like, oh, shit. Oh, man, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, that's why I posed the question. It's like,
yeah.
5 years from now, you know what I'm saying, what are people going to remember? You know, Mississippi State.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
And in the fashion that they did it, too, you know, on the last second shot.
Yeah, I think has to do, my answer, with because of how you look at South Carolina as a whole. But, yeah, I see what you mean. That's a great point. It's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Makes you think, right?
Yeah, man. That is very true. But, man, fuck
you know what? And while we're speaking on the G, I want to get another thing out the way. You know, I had a conversation yesterday. I was sitting at the bar, and a close friend of mine was. We were talking about parity. You know, he said UConn they're gonna be great. They get all the best players, and I had to correct him. I'm like, fam. They haven't got a number one recruit. This was the first year that they had a number one recruit in 5 years. This was their first number one recruiting class in 6 years. The team that was winning this year, those were role players, my nigga. Those were role players that just stepped into, you know what I'm saying, into the position that they were in. And it showed in the game that they got beat. None of those players were groomed to be the star. You feel what I'm saying? Those were not star players. Those were role players that accepted the star role and they ran with it. And they made it all the way to the national semifinals. My thing with that is every year, you know, in men's college basketball and in women's, you have the same set of teams. And every year in the men's, you're going to have Kentucky, you're going to have Kansas, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have your North Carolinas, maybe your UConn some years, maybe your Syracuse some years. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have those teams that are always going to be there, your UCLA, so on and so forth. That's just like in women's basketball. You're going to have the UConns. You're going to have the Baylors, the Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? The Stanford, the Notre Dame. Those are the teams that's going to be there. You feel what I'm saying? They're always going to be a set of teams that's at the top. Now, the question is who can sneak through? And I understand where my guy was coming from. He said, well, with the men, you have more players, you know, to go around and whatnot. And I understand that, too. I fully do. But it's still like, yo, if you want to be the best, you need to go and beat the best. Mississippi State, they deserve to beat UConn that night. They took it to them. That's all you have to do. Go and take it to them. Knock them out the game. That's, you know, that's my whole thing on that's my whole stance on the parity thing. Everybody says UConn has no competition. Fam, if you watch women's basketball, they have some of the best competition, you know what I'm saying, if you watch the games. If you don't watch and you're just a fuck women's basketball type person, you're not going to notice that. So that's, you know what I'm saying, that's my little rant. I had to get that off right quick, G.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I know you ain't too heavy into it, but what's your thoughts on it, G?
Yeah, man. You know, the reason I respect the game. I really respect the game, but the reason I don't like the college ball is because of the system. Like, I played it, you know, I had to watch it, all that shit. It's just so much of the, you know, pump fake, dribble, dribble, dish out, pump fake, dribble, dribble, dish out. It's, you know, oh, help defense, help, 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 baseline, baseline. It's just, and, you know, a lot of those kids, you know, you go into these systems and a lot of them are great. You know, you go into, like you said, you know, you don't really necessarily have to be a star to thrive in college ball. But in college ball and thriving, you can figure out who the stars are going to be some of the time.
Right.
You know, there's always, I mean, if people remember Gonzaga and all of this, and the last person that they had is, it's like, you know, one of the greatest NBA players of all time, Adam Morrison, who absolutely wrecked in the league. Like, he came in and he destroyed it. He was averaging like 50 a game, you know. Adam Morrison looked great in college basketball, man. This nigga, I thought he was going to be the next, I don't know. And he got to the NBA, and, you know, the game's different. There's no, the systems are different, so it's a little bit more based on the individual. And, you know, he looked like shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's a lot of the reason why I can't really fuck with it. Yeah, but I do respect it, man. And college ball, period, girls, NBA, all of that shit, all the female, like, that whole competitive shit, like, yeah, like you said, people must not be watching games because they're all – you know, one of the knocks is that it's not exciting because of, you know, they're not dunking, they're doing flashy, I don't know, hop step travels or something like that. But, you know, a lot of them girls could ball, man, and they probably bust a lot of people ass who talking shit. Like, a lot of them. They probably drop a nice 50 piece on a lot of people talking shit, man. So, I don't know what
the Mississippi State Baylor game last week, the Notre Dame Stanford game last week, shit, the Mississippi State UConn game from the other night. Those bitches was going. You hear what I'm saying? Like, fam, I'm at the hotel. You know what I'm saying? We waiting to go to the event. I paused everything. I ain't even jumping to the shower. I'm watching the game. Like, hold up. Like, that's how tough they was going. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit was heavy. Fam, it's competition. You just got to go and, you know what I'm saying, just peep it. When they present it, go watch it. See what's up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, word. Don't even trip.
Yep. You just got
Yeah, that's how I feel on that one, G. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get off of that, though. Man, Georgetown. Today they hire Patrick Ewing. You know,
Mm-hmm.
Patrick been a coach in the NBA since 2003, and he hasn't got his fair shake in the league, and that shit pisses me off.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Patrick
Ewing
is one of the greats of all time.
Talk.
And it's a damn shame, you know what I'm saying, that he has to wait fucking 14 years to get a job at a head coaching position. Whereas fucking weak-ass Jason Kidd steps right out and steps right into a coaching position because he knows people. Dick-ass trick.
Yeah.
But, yeah, shout-out to Georgetown University. Today they hired Patrick Ewing. You know what I'm saying? What's your thoughts on the G?
That was fire, man. Yeah, man, I'm right with you, man. Derek Fisher is trash. I can't believe that. What the fuck? Like, come on, son. Like, some of the people that get jobs in the NBA as head coaches, you know, I'm not pointing at Mike Brown, but you know who you are, bro. You know, like, yo, word. Like, come on, son. You know, it's crazy, man. And like you said, it's very dope that Georgetown did do this. This is a very classy move, man. That's fire, man. Georgetown's always been my favorite college. That's a classy move, man. Like, to me, I think it draws a little bit of eyes maybe on the Knicks franchise, on Dolan. Again, like, you just kind of look like, yo, man, like, yeah, like, why hasn't he gotten a fair shake? And he has been around. Like, he certainly has been around in the NBA for a long time, you know, and under great coaches. Like, he was, I think he was over there on the Rockets for a while. Like,
He was under Jeff Van Gundy. He's been under Doc Rivers. He's been, like, you know what I'm saying?
So what's, like, with the Knicks, like, why wouldn't you, I don't know, man. You know, like, to me, I think, like, when I first heard it, I think you sent it to me, and then, it popped up on Sports, and then the first thing I thought was, like, yo, well, what are the Knicks doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what the fuck? Like, this is another that y'all not taking care of. I mean, yeah, it is the Knicks, man. It is the Knicks. It is the Knicks. But,
I mean, look at what happened last night.
Because this is awesome. Go ahead.
Look what happened last night.
Yeah.
They honored the 99 team. They had Sprewell, they had Allen Houston, and they had Larry Johnson there. Where the fuck was your invite to Patrick Ewing? Where was your invite, you know what I'm saying, to the person that put you in the position? Because he got hurt that year. You know what I'm saying? He got hurt that year. But where was your invitation to the man that had you in that fucking position? Marcus Candy was there last night. You know, shout out to him, too. But where was, the Knicks stand up to say, yo, Patrick, you brought us to the well. You let us here to let us, you know what I'm saying, be able to drink some of this water.
See, that
man,
even that.
It's total disrespect, G.
Why are we doing all this? Why are the Knicks doing all of this? Why are they doing this all of a sudden? Why?
Exactly.
And why immediately after, you know, it gets announced, because they knew, you know, they had to have known, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure it was SportsCenter to all of us, but I'm sure they knew what was going on. But, come on, man. He gets the head coaching job. You honoring this. Derrick Rose goes down. We're going to see what he has to say, man, because shout out to Ewing, man. This was awesome for him. I hope he does great and a lot of success. A lot of success to him and Georgetown. But, yeah, man, I don't know what the fuck is going on with the Knicks. And it just hurts me so bad because I'm from New York. I hate the Knicks anyway. Like, I'll never like them. But it's just like, come on, man. Y'all got to get something right. Like, get something right, man. This is fucking ridiculous. It's just a joke, man. That every time something happens to a Knicks legend, something good happens. It has nothing to do with the Knicks organization, man. I just keep looking back like, this is fucking crazy. I don't know. I know my uncle happy somewhere. He's the fucking biggest Pat Ewing fan in the world. And Georgetown, he loves Georgetown too. It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense, man. But it's just like you said, man, his first real shake, and it's in college. Like, not like college is trash or, you know, that's something to sneeze at, because it's probably these days, especially, you know, more respected of a job to actually be a coach, you know, a winning coach in college than to be a winning coach in the NBA. But shit, man. I mean, because shit, man, the East. Well, it's not like the East back then where fucking he had four losing records in the playoffs. But shit, man. Pat Ewing could coach any team in the NBA, man. He could get in there. Man, this is it's just embarrassing, bro. This shit is really just embarrassing, bro. But shout out to him, man.
Facts. IZ, you know what I'm saying? We gonna get ready and close it down. I got two more questions for you. You know what I'm saying? Well, two more things. Actually, something that happened today, and then it's a question. Adrian Peterson, he went to visit the Patriots.
Yeah.
I know, you know, they were having some discussion with LeGarrette Blount, and now there's talk of him not coming back. And if they plug Adrian Peterson into that role, what do you envision for New England next year, my G?
An early departure. And I know it sounds crazy, but I just don't see – he's a workhorse, and I know, you know, that's good. Like, that fits in with us, but it's just – I don't know, man. Boston's a certain – you have to be a certain type of a player. And Minnesota and Boston, maybe you can make a lot of comparisons to how they live and how Boston is and shit like that. But I just – I don't know, man. I don't see it. I don't see it personally. I think the first time he clashes with Brady or one of the head coaches – it's just, you know, we'll be ready to just get rid of him immediately because we don't really, you know, beside Brady and Brady's best friend in the world, Gronkowski, we don't really care about anybody. Anybody else could just go, you know, like we'd love to do business with you, but, you know, nobody's above the Patriots, man, and we don't really care. Like, right. When years they say we don't have running backs, we still do great. Years they say our line is trash, we still do great, you know, because we just have a nice system, a great coach, and Tom fucking Brady, man. Like, if he does come over here, man, I don't see us winning. I just don't see it as a good fit, man. I think he's going to disturb shit. It's not like I think he's washed up. I think he deserves a lot better from what the Vikings have been doing. But
let me ask you
this
question.
Man, nah.
You know, because it was rumored, you know, that, man, Belichick wanted to talk with Marshawn Lynch. What about him, you know, stepping in for LeGarrette Blount?
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on
now,
that?
Now, that right there, I can see that, man. I can see that because the type of person Marshawn is, I feel like maybe the taxes would bother him. I don't think he could probably figure out some tax cuts or something like that, but yeah, the culture and stuff like that, I think people would salute his hard work and he'd be appreciated. And I think overall, I think he just wants to be appreciated and left alone. And I think Boston would be a great fit for that because, you know, you work hard for us. Yeah, man, have your beer on the street. Do what you do, you know, just clean up after you leave. and I think he fits in that role, man. That would be awesome, but... I don't want to get my hopes up for that shit. But yeah, that's definitely gonna be a ring right there. If we get Marshawn, that's a guarantee. That's guaranteed, man.
Word. You know what? The way I see it, you know, going back to the Adrian Peterson side of it, I don't think he fits in for what they need. You know what I'm saying? He is definitely not the blocking back that they need, you know, for their type of offense. I think he's a better fit. I want to say Oakland, but shit. Then again, I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just don't want to see him. I don't think I want to see him in New England. Now, Marshawn Lynch, I feel the same way you do. I think that's just, like, I think Marshawn Lynch, is, if he was to end up in New England, I think that would be his vindication. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, I think that would be his big fuck. And I think he would go crazy in there. Like, that's what I envision. You know what I'm saying? So I hope, you know, the Marshawn Lynch thing happens. You know, I wouldn't be disappointed with the Adrian Peterson thing, but, I mean, it is what it is. You know?
Yeah.
Like I said, it was
I just don't,
question
like you
posed.
Said, I don't think he's a fit. I don't think he's a fit, man.
Yeah.
I, personality-wise, style-wise, I don't see it. I don't see it.
Right. Yeah, my you know, I got one more topic that I want to cover. You know what I'm saying? Right quick. Again, you know, UConn. I'm going back to the college basketball. It is my favorite shit, and they did have an 111 game winning streak. My nigga. Two-part question, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna pose the question, I'm going to answer it, then I'm going to throw it to you. One is that the greatest, you know, the greatest streak that you've seen? And two, is that good or bad for the game of basketball? Before you answer, I'm going to throw my words out, right? And the reason why is because I feel like this. It is one of the greatest streaks in the history of sports, because you have to be on your toes for 111 straight times, night in, night out. You can't have a fucked up performance. Otherwise, you're gonna take that L like they took the other night. So for 111 straight games, you came out there and you balled and you showed heart and you did your thing. That's longer than the 82 game basketball season, plus, you know, the 16 NFL, you know what I'm saying, the 16-game NFL season combined. Like, they did their thing for 111 straight days. They won five straight national titles, or four, I think four. But, fam, they did something that no other team has done, you know what I'm saying? And folks say it's bad for college basketball, but it's shedding light on a game, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't get any pub. My nigga, UConn was having their own promo on HBO. When the fuck have you ever seen that? You feel what I'm saying? That's not a bad thing. That's good. It's bringing light to the game. People even having an opinion on it is good. You feel what I'm saying? All publicity is good publicity. Even when it's negative, it brings some sort of light to, you know, to you. So, my thoughts, man, like I said, it was a well done. It was one of the greatest streaks that I've ever seen in my life. I salute Gino and, you know, the girls that came through the program for the past 2-3 years, you know what I'm saying, that helped make that streak. And, shit, man, it's great. And I hope somebody can do it again. You know what I'm saying? I salute that. But, Cuz, how do you feel about it, G?
Yeah, man. I was going to say, how many games are in a season?
For the girls, 36. Counting, 36. You know, 36 to 38 counting the tournament.
So that's three years. 3 years, man, which means some people graduated, probably two classes graduated. Two new classes came in, and and the streak continued like that. I don't know, man. You got to add up a lot of that shit, and when you add up all of that together, yeah, man, that shit is undeniable. Like, to have say they had a 45 game win streak, right? They probably lost maybe one through five players, something like that. Something like it's the next year, it's 40-something. Mm-hmm. They won the whole year, then they won a couple more. That'd be crazy. You know, that'd be nice. That'd be something we remember. Now, if you double that, they win 2 years in a row. It's about 70 games, 2 years in a row. Just the whole, you know, everybody's going crazy. And then you start off the third season. After your fifth win
of two straight seasons, and now you're into your third season with five or, you know, through 10. Like, that's just – that right there, that's the kind of, you know, those are the kind of games everybody shows up for. You're nervous for every – like, the excitement of a win streak, man, in sports live is unmatched, man. That, like, when you're rooting for somebody live – That is an energy that really just can't be duplicated. So I can understand how people can say it's bad because, you know, maybe the kids don't come out to the next game. You know, maybe somebody in a town doesn't take off work because they already lost. You know, maybe a couple people, they switch their favorite team, or, you know, people recruited, they don't want to go and, you know, the streak's over, so they want to go try to start it somewhere else or something like that. So I could see that where, you know, some of the fallout would be. But, yeah, man, at the end of the day, like, that's history, man. Not only HBO, it brings up the topic, like, yo, are these people, like, all of the money and interest generated, then you're bringing up the topic of are you paying college players and should they get paid? Now you're bringing up, you know, the topic, the LeVar Ball niggas bringing up and shit with the brands and favors and shit like that, because, yo, these kids are on HBO and shit like that. Like, where do they end up mm-hmm. after this thing? You know, because America falls in love with these kids and falls in love with these players. And, you know, 5-10 years later, you see them working at a gas station and everybody's heart breaks when they're on TMZ. And shit is sad, man. So I think the only way that it hurts is when it opens up people's eyes to really what's going on in the college basketball system or college sports, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, that whole, are they getting paid? Can they get paid? What's everybody's living situation and why? Yo, Chris Webber, man. Chris Webber got away with murder. And
no, like, no.
Yo, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. And he's still celebrating. He's on ESPN, the very networks and stuff that covered his demise and tried to
downfall.
Bury him.
Right.
Like,
real.
Yeah. Like, you know, so I think it's so. I think it's funny that people could say, you know, yeah, it's bad for business because it's over and shit. Because nah, man, I think any kind of win streak, yeah, it's not gonna match when it starts up because that's so many games. You know, you would have to start off a whole nother season just for people to start paying attention more to that particular program. But yo, that is right. Just. Ah, man, that's incredible, bro. Like, you know, and we live in an era, unfortunately, where, okay, yeah, what's next? But, man, a couple years from now, you know, pending how they do, yeah, we're going to look back, and that's probably going to be top three best streaks in sports. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. That shit is crazy.
Let me just
say like 4 years.
Let me just say this, too. You know, I just told, you know, I just said that UConn didn't have the best recruiting class or whatever for the last so many years, right? Mm-hmm. For the next few years, though, college basketball, bless up, because their recruiting class is sick, and on top of it, they got two transfers coming in. And the only thing that they was missing this year was size. The chick that's coming in from Duke is 6'7". The one that's coming in from Kentucky is 6'4". And they recruited
mm-hmm.
them, too. Man, bless up, y'all.
All right.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's over. It's right back over for y'all. I said if they didn't get beat this past weekend, they was going to approach 200 straight. No bullshit. So, anyway,
yeah,
they got beat. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Geno. Salute to the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Salute, you know what I'm saying, South Carolina, because they actually won the championship. Salute to North Carolina tonight. They won the championship. Man,
yeah.
We about to close out the show. You know what I'm saying? This was – I like this show, G. It was cool. It was some refreshing shit. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no
– Yeah,
no
yeah,
heavy,
yeah.
No
some boys
like
shit,
that.
Yeah.
You know, I think, man, next show we do, we should go into that topic of should college kids get paid. You know what I'm saying? And I want that. You know, I sent you the article this evening or whatever, man. I want you to read that shit, G. Like, let's.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, delve a little bit into that. You know.
Yeah, I got you. I'm gonna peep that when I go upstairs and shit.
Yeah, man. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? Get your shout-out song, you know what I'm saying? Let them know, you know what I'm saying, where to find you on social media. Let them know what it is, what's the next move, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it in.
Yeah, yeah, man. King of the North, New York, Coliseum, High Society and shit, man. Working on this podcast and shit for y'all. The tapes, they done. I want to tweak a couple things, so that's going to be coming 420. I'm going to drop one of those. I can't decide which one I want to do. Yeah, I can't decide which one I'm going to give y'all first, man. One of them is really on some pothead harmony type Max B wave, and the other one's more some hip-hop-y shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really not sure which way I'm going to go, man. But, you know, I'm be in a new spot tomorrow morning as of 9 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? So we closing and shit. Yeah, man. So, yeah, things definitely about to turn up, man. Finally, this shit, another saga in my life, this shit over, man. So, things looking up again. Word. You're going to keep going, man.
Man, real talk. You know what I'm saying? Man, like always, G, I want to salute you. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, in the morning, you're taking your next step to the next journey. I salute that. You know what I'm saying? Man, I want to shout out everybody on the team. You know, Coco, she coming back with Thursday throwbacks. She got her list, y'all. Yo, hit her up on Twitter. So MF what? Man, talk that shit to her. She's taking ideas for future shows, so hit her up. Let her know what y'all want to hear. Man, you know, shout out to my brother Big Links. You know what I'm saying? His house is almost finished. He's about to move in, you know, in his joint. You know, I want to salute both of y'all. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make me want to go and jump into the game, G. I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? But some underlying issues got me waiting. But, you know what I'm saying? We all out
here.
Yeah,
bro.
We all making moves. We making it happen, you know. Man, yeah, shout out to Blog Talk. I just paid you bitch niggas up for the year. You know what I'm saying? I stacked on that meeting entertainment. We out here.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, coming soon, we got something for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's going to, if all the parties agree to it, man, we about to change the world around, G. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Slowly but surely, my name is going to make shit quake. For real.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? With New York with the music, Links with the music, and that Coco with the show, and, yeah, me with a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Shout out to the world, G. I love everybody like they love us. And, man, we out.